Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we go into the presence of the Lord through prayer and believing God to meet your needs. I thank the Lord for the vehicle of this radio broadcast, and because of that, God is able to touch the hearts of listeners. He knows, He alone knows the things you're facing. He knows the deepest needs of your heart, your mind, and your soul. And I'm grateful, while the Holy Spirit can sometimes illumine details, yet only He fully knows all that you're going through. But knowing that and having the counsel of His Word, we can still rejoice and praise Him and trust Him, because He's such a good God. He's gracious, loving, and merciful. And so, having said that, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank You that You are the all-knowing, ever-present God, that You are the God who sees us. You know exactly what You have planned for our lives. You know the several particular battles that Your people are going through. And I thank You, Father, that Your Word is absolute truth. And You said, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And so, Father, I pray not only for those listening today, but as we gather together around Your Word all week, Lord, You who are the author and finisher of our faith, I pray, Lord, that You will stir our hearts, stir faith, that regardless of the specifics, regardless of the details of the things that are going on in our lives, we will be able to fix our eyes upon You, You who are the author and finisher of our faith, and we shall trust You. We shall not let the work of the enemy and despair and depression and sorrow and hopelessness lay hold of our hearts, but Father, You will set us free. And Lord, we know whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And Father, we need that freedom in our spirits, because having been loosed there, Father, in faith, in strength, we can cope with anything that would come our way with Your grace and Your help, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, this week, we're going to be looking at one psalm, and it is rich with revelation, wisdom, and knowledge. And it is a psalm that we can all relate to, because in all of our lives there are times of great joy, of great expectation, of fulfillment of heart's desires, but also there are times of great loneliness, of despair, of disappointment, even of hopelessness. You cannot but read the Psalms and hear the heart of David as he cried out to the living God when he was at his lowest. And Asaph and others who penned the Psalms, they so relate to the human condition, the heart condition. And that's what the Holy Spirit is wanting to deal with today and this week. Those who are in a place of being very low, of being lonely. And only if you have been there, you may be a new Christian, or you may be on the mountaintop of victory and praising God. We've all been there. I mean, I love to shout and to praise God and to preach with a powerful anointing about the goodness of God. But there are times where it's His gentleness that makes us great, His understanding. And there's nothing more healing than to know that another human heart can relate to that, because it is the heart of Jesus that enables us to relate to those who are hurting and suffering. And so that's why sometimes we go through, it's not a faith failure, beloved. It's not something that you have erred or sinned so seriously that God's grace cannot reach to you and help help you, but it's so you can relate to those who are hurting. And if there's ever a time we need compassion and love, all you have to do is look around at the world we are in, the trouble, the sorrow, the violence, the wickedness. There are no answers. It's not in a political a solution, while certainly that can help, but the real problem of the world is a heart problem. It is a lack of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, it's a time for prayerfulness. It's a time for examining our own hearts. And I've known for months throughout this year, God is really dealing with his people on a very strong and intense and personal basis. So having said all that, Lord, we just thank you for your word. We ask you would open up the word of God this week. And Holy Spirit, only you can do it. Lord, there's no eloquence. There are no words that you could give me that could touch the deepest need of your beloved's heart and spirit. Only your living word, only the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And Father, I release that by faith that you can do what you do so well. You can move upon the hearts of your people. And Lord, set us free into such faith and such trust that whatever the enemy has sought to do to bring hopelessness and despair and discouragement, Lord, you would swallow it up in the faith and confidence and love of our God, knowing that you will not fail or forsake us. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, having said that, this psalm, there's so much in this psalm, but I just want to read it in its entirety. There's 19 verses, and we're going to go specifically through the verses and find out what the Lord is saying to us. We're going to look at his benefits, and then we are going to look at the main question of this psalm, and that is, verse 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? And we're going to look at seven things that God can touch our hearts and that we will be faithful and obedient to render to the Lord the things that we are able to do for all the things that he has blessed us with. Now, one thing for you to understand as we read this together, if you're able to, or just listen, this is whoever the psalmist is. It doesn't say it's a psalm of David. They have gone through a terrible time of testing, but God has brought them through. You may be in the process of just going through the fire, but we need to hear the end. We need to hear what God has done in behalf of this person to take hope and encouragement and to follow their directions. All right, having said all that, I love the Lord, because he hath heard my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compass me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all of his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I believe what God wants to do in these next several days is restore hope to some of you who have gone through a very, very difficult time, the Valley of Weeping. The question asked in the psalm is deeply personal and thought-provoking. It's a beautiful psalm of thanksgiving, portraying the psalmist's experience of God's grace and the effect it had upon him, its spiritual impact. Now, he's not terribly specific as to the nature of his crisis. You know, it's not really clear, but there's hints of sickness. In verse 3, the sorrows of death compassed me, but we're going to look at that not only literally, but figuratively. And also persecution, verse 11, all men are liars, he said in his haste. As an example to us, the psalmist does not wallow in a lot of personal details, but he focuses attention not only on the condition he was in, but what God has done for him. So, what are God's benefits toward us when we call unto the Lord? For some of you who are in such a low place right now, that's why the Psalms are so beloved of God's people throughout the centuries, because they so identify situations that we find ourselves in. And so, with your forbearance and with your patience, we're going to look very specifically at what God has done for this person, the psalmist who wrote this so many hundreds of years ago, but we're going to relate it to our own lives, because that's what God is wanting us to do, to apply his word to our own situations. And you may be in a place of praising and rejoicing God, and that's wonderful. We rejoice with you. But there are those I know in the spirit that are hurting deeply and that need the tender mercies and compassion of the Lord to bring them through this difficult time. Well, having said all that, I do invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. The announcer will give our contact information. For those of you who know that you need the power of agreement, that's the purpose of this ministry. We've been raised up by God since 1965 to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. I love you deeply and pray for you every day, my UCM partners and radio family. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.